morning. I just want to mention what this has been one of the best projects I have ever worked on. And if we are all different, all just different cultures, and we had more similarities than differences. And today you're going to have a Latina presented that on African American, and a white guy presented that on Latina. So just, we have an explanation for it. So I'm going to focus on our work in the Mississippi Delta among African American women. Also, I should emphasize that this project, we are presenting to you the data on physical activity, but this project was on energy balance. As you saw from Jamie's presentation, we did both. We look at physical activity as well as diet, but for this presentation, we are focusing only on physical activity. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. You know the data. African American are disproportionately affected by chronic diseases who we think are associated with energy imbalance. So we're going to put, and there is, although we have the five strategies from CDC, the research, we're focusing on physical activity for this presentation because for diet we have the evidence base, but for physical activity those are the recommended, and we still do not have enough evidence. So our goal for this part was to better understand physical activity patterns among low-income African-American adults in the Delta, explore their attitudes regarding these suggested strategies, and, like Jamie, obtain their input on what would work for them and what would not work for them. So we started backwards. So we didn't do all exactly the same. We started with our community health advisors. We have, as part of the Deep South Network for Cancer Control, we have about 500 community health advisors in Alabama and Mississippi. And we started with them, for them to provide us with the guide on what we should ask. They help us to develop the topic guide. They help develop the whole methodology on how to approach the community. So they were very involved, and we did groups with them to really help us in the topic guide. We'd work on the topic guide, we'd go back to them, are these the right questions, and so on and so forth. So first we had an open discussion to first for us to understand, you know, what the issues were, and then we present them with the community guide strategies. Then they also help us with the recruitment retention strategies. We had more people to show up for focus groups than we anticipated because they were so involved. And they also, from this discussion, we found it was important to segment our focus groups by age and by gender. So which, for the qualitative researchers in the room, when you start segmenting, you multiply the focus groups, it grows exponentially. So we had two phases. In phase one, we had 10 focus groups segmented by age and gender to understand the target audience's perceptions of health and the factors associated with physical activity as well as diet that's not here. So then phase two, we went back to the community. Then we didn't find differences across age, but we did find differences across gender. So the second phase, we only segmented by gender. And then we present them with the data, this is what we found, and then, like Jamie, we found what would work, you know, without talking about the strategies, what their suggestions would be, then what would work in their environment, and then we talk also about the guide. So the CHARPS, it's called CHARPS because we train our community health advisors to be research partners. So they are involved in everything from the grant writing for Deep South Network for Cancer Control to every measure we develop, everything, they are our partners. And work with 500 people as research partners, it's a challenge. So they pretty much, I mean, in a nutshell, it's African Americans in the Delta are very sedentary, and they said the main reason is lack of motivation. And the focus groups, I'm going to go very quick because there's a lot of data here. From the first set is that women's comprehensive approach, and I'm presenting more the second on the strategies because I think are more relevant for interventions. The women said the comprehensive approach rather than isolated strategies. So, and strategies for the entire community. That's before we discuss the community guide. Personalized programs for individual needs, age, gender, health problems. Because the Delta health problems came up in every group because the rates of hypertension, diabetes are extremely high among African Americans. The women suggest use of the personal trainer as long as it's the same gender. This is important. So if not, they would have problems with their partner if it's another gender. Implemented in groups, including families and churches, play a major role. So this is what we got before we talk about the strategies. For men, also group activities involving family members, what Mary Ann said about this whole social, the social thing was the big deal for all four networks. No need for personalized programs. Use of personal training, but for the whole family, not only individualized. And income was a major barrier to physical activity. The benefits, integrated effort, having a spokesperson in the community who is credible, community-wide campaigns to motivate people, not the people. Word of mouth is very powerful, so the door-to-door would be a very good approach. The Delta is very rural, so you'd really need to go door-to-door because the distances are great. Flyer and pamphlets are ineffective. As a standalone, it needs to be in conjunction with other activities. Education about the health benefits. Use of regular people who look like them. They said, we get all these brochures here at the health department, but are all those white, skinny women that we can relate to, or if they have an African American, it would be a skinny African American that we can't relate to. They had a big discussion about the lack of sensitivity in the existing materials. Health fairs and having doctor and health care professionals that can provide individual counseling. Barriers to fly up, so that I'm brushing, so I didn't time mine. So now I'm talking more specific about the specific strategies, the community-wide, the benefits, and now the barriers. The barriers to flyers and pamphlets is ineffective. Large percentage of individuals in the Delta are illiterate. People are tired of isolated efforts. They just throw them away. They are boring. Women read it, but men don't. Health fairs, in terms of the barriers, would be that people don't want to know what's wrong with them. This is we see in our work in breast and cervical cancers, this fear of knowing because there's nothing you can do given the limited access to health care, lack of motivation, lack of perceived need, and lack of funds. Then we talk about the individual programs. Perceived benefits would be they were very receptive to the idea of having a personal training if cost is not an issue. And given the multiple health problems in this population, they said that having a personal trainer would give them the assurance that they are doing it right. You know, they are not hurting themselves. And also the personal training could help with the diet and everything else, so they would have this personalized plan for them. And it would be better than a counselor because a counselor would just tell them what to do, and a trainer would show them how to do it. And like I said, having personal training for the whole family. And referral from a physician. They said, again, the health problems that they want to make sure that they can do and have the physician endorsement. The barriers would be the opposition from spouses, like I mentioned, from having a male personal trainer come to the house. People may be resistant to constructive criticism from a personal trainer. So I remember this woman say, you know, I don't want them to tell me I'm fat. I know I'm fat. And so And they kept saying that people, they come here, they tell us everything that's wrong with us. I want to do something. Cost is an issue. Lack of motivation in working out alone. No support for the counselor approach at all. No support for pedometers. And little support for, we went through all these strategies, if you are familiar with these strategies, little support for salary deductions as incentives or having a pool in which the winner gets the money. They didn't like that either. Social support, the benefits would be most, it was the most well accepted strategies, as you see in my previous slide, when we asked without probing. That was the buddy system, the partner system. Churches would be a good venue, and organized sports for the children, having a family, that's a family affair, and these activities must be guided and supervised, and provision of incentives would be helpful, and they love the competition idea. Barriers, lack of childcare, lack of motivation, lack of time, lack of transportation, the same in every culture. And they said the small groups discussing with the counselor would be lack of time for regular meetings. And then this man said, and then we'll be sitting down talking to the counselor, wouldn't be exercising. So payroll deduction, I talk about that, and also the lottery they didn't like. The enhanced access, the activities in the church need to be close by because of transportation. The Walmart is where everybody goes. So if it's close to Walmart, that may be easier because you need to go to Walmart anyway. And then the gym, if it's free, and or outdoor walking track with exercise stations. Lack of the barriers, the same. The lack of resources. The sports club, this was funny, and I put that. They said, well, the problem is if it's free, it's too crowded, and then all the riffraff will, quote, you know, if it's completely free, then we cannot have access to the machines or to the equipment in outdoor walking track. The stair use, no benefits. Parking, not a lot of places with elevators in the Delta. And no support for taking the stairs because of hypertension and all the weather issues. And if you park far away, the possibility of the car being broken into. And just some said people are too lazy. So this, I put these pictures here. You can read the instructions. Is that since then, since these groups, we have a huge advocate in the Delta. And now they are building two parks, one in Morgan City and one in the community of Sidon. Also, as part of the Deep South Network, now using this idea, we start the buddy system, and we have walking teams. And it's being a huge success, very, very well received by the community. And we are about to implement body and soul in the churches. And then we use the churches and the walking groups to also to promote cancer screening. Since we have a group there, we are using those venues to promote cancer screening. Thank you.